Yes, we're ready.
It is 5 p.m. and we do have a quorum here, so I would like to call this meeting to order at 5 p.m. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carr?
Present.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Crow?
Here.
Councilmember Glickert?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. And Mr. Jennings said he was coming, so let's hope he makes it. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have a change to the agenda this evening? I would like to say that usually we do not vote in public hearings, so I would like to suggest that we move the votes on the two liquor licenses for this evening to the city manager's report where they normally reside. Does anyone have a concern about that? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for this evening. We have no minutes to consider tonight. We have no appointments to boards or commissions. We have no swearing in to boards or commissions. We have no request to speak. We now move on to the public hearing. I would like to open up the public hearing for the liquor license for Mad Crab at 5:01 p.m. Ms. Reese, do we have any request to speak?
No, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I would like to close the public hearing at 5:01 p.m. I would now like to open up the public hearing for a liquor license for the Taco Buddha restaurant at 5:01 p.m. Do we have any request to speak? Ms. Reese?
No, ma'am.
Thank you very much. So I would like to close that public hearing at 5:01 p.m. We have nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report, which is where the two liquor licenses now reside. Ms. Carmeland.
Good evening, Mayor Welsh and City Council. Tonight, I would like to recommend an approval for the legal license application for the Mad Crab restaurant on 8080 Olive Boulevard. And Mr. Ann Van Ho requests to have beer and wine sale by the drink, including Sunday sales. And all the background checked, department approval, and recommendation from citizen, and no sales tax due, and a copy of personal property tax are also attached.
Yeah. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert, is there a second? I will second. Is there any question? Any questions? Mr. McMahon?
Yes, I had some questions about the recommendations because the ordinance indicates that they need to be from citizen residents. And what we've got, and I'm just reading them down. Number one, it looks like that's a citizen resident from the information we have. Number two, it lists Seafood City Incorporated in parentheses with Alex Fung signing off on that. I believe that was his signature at the bottom as well. But the corporation, Seafood City Inc., I don't think owns the property at the address that's listed there. It's listed with another corporation. I didn't dig in to keep finding who else owns it or who's paying the taxes. I don't know if Alex Fung lives in the city of University City. Dropping down to Olive Supermarket. And the other thing on that one, on number two, it also says, are you aware of any reason to refuse application of license for selling intoxicating liquor? And it says yes. Down to number three, Olive Supermarket, I believe that one is the owner and the business, although they might be interrelated with other corporations, it's all the same person. Wonton King, number four, I'm not sure if that's an owner who runs the business, is the same person who owns the property, is the same person that signed it. I can't read the signature. It doesn't have a name. It didn't answer if they are aware of a reason to refuse it. And number five, I think we run into the same type of situation. So I'm not sure these recommendations comply with the ordinance. And I passed that along to Mr. Glickert last Friday, I believe, when we got this, and we're asking to have a expedited hearing on this. And I don't know if any steps were taken to correct it. Hopefully there were, but that's all I know at this point.
Any other discussion? Mr. Glickert, did you want to say anything?
I talked with the
interim city manager about this, and I thought we were squared away, so that's why I didn't respond to you, Mr. McMahon. I'd also say that, unfortunately, historically, we have kind of let that section just, we have people that do not live in University City who have signed off on liquor license positioning. So, you know, if we need to, in the future, have only citizens living around the establishment, then maybe we need to button it up and tighten it up.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. We have postponed other liquor licenses until they're complete. There are several here in which Mr. McMahon noted that the answers were questionable or missing, and I don't think that we should waive that. I think everything should be in order. That aside from the fact whether they own property or don't own property, I think all of that could be cleared up. And the meeting is, next meeting is only a couple of weeks away, and it's regrettable that no one took action between Friday and now, but I would like to vote yes, but I'm not going to be able to unless this portion is correct.
Mr. Crow? Tito, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I have to say that I did not look at St. Louis County website to see if this business owner owned the properties or become the UCD resident. Yeah.
Mr. Crow?
Well, and again, I think I sort of had alluded again that to me, between the applicant and everybody who's moving forward, it's really, when it gets to us by this time, this is supposed to already be done. And whether it's staff or whether it's the applicant or whomever, clearly, it looks to me like we do not have residents that are signing off on this. And this is what our ordinance say. I would love to help these folks out, but this isn't my responsibility. This is theirs and staff's. And it looks to me like we do not have, unless someone's going to tell me otherwise, we do not have residents of the city who are doing the recommendation here on this. So, I mean, I would love for someone to answer that question and let me know if these five folks meet the test of our ordinances. And if they don't, then I think we all want to help, but I think we come back in 2 weeks.
Mr. Glickert?
I don't want to come back in 2 weeks. I'd really like to see a business owner who's in University City get a beer and wine license. Now he is doing a very brisk business. And I believe we've had this happen before where we can have a variance in this process whereby we can approve the license and ask that the applicant get that information that the council needs. I think you're only looking at maybe three or four names. But I'd also like to ask Mary if Ann can come forward and maybe answer Mr. Crow's question. Can you?
Would you please come up to the podium, sir? Could you please turn on the mic and give us your full name and your address?
Yeah, my first name is A.N., that's Ang, and last name is Ho, H-O, and I live at 8507 Creeksdale in U City.
Okay.
I was going to yield to Mr. Crow if he had a couple of questions.
I'm probably going to follow along Mr. McMahon's questions. I'm trying to determine and Mr. Glicker says only three or four signatures, but we only needed five. So out of the five signatures here, we've got number one is someone named Leeling Wimherner, who looks like they're a resident of the city and signed off. The next one we have is Alex Fung. Who is Alex Fung, a resident of University City?
That's I don't know, but he's my landlord. He owns the Seafood City.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does he live in University City? Is he a resident?
That's I don't know.
Okay. The next one is a signature for Olive Supermarket, Inc., and I don't know who that is, and I don't know if they're a resident or not.
I don't know if he lived there or not, but he owned the market across from the Seafood City.
And then the next one is a signature for Wonton King. And again, at the top of the page and in the guide to liquor licensing, it says they need to be from residents of University City. And I'm just asking if they're residents of University City.
Yeah, if he lived there, I don't know, but he's...
And then the last one is a restaurant. And again...
Wei Hong. Wei Hong restaurant, down the street.
And I'm finding it hard for these businesses to be residents because I don't believe they are residents. And if their owners are residents, I think that would be great. But, I mean, you know, we asked this question last week of, is this thing in order? And it's not. And, you know, I don't know that we've ever done a variance when out of the recommendations, four of the five have not shown any idea of residency. And again, I would love to help you out, but this isn't my responsibility. This is the applicant's responsibility, and this is staff's responsibility. So council can all feel guilty about whatever, but by the time it gets to this stage, this application says five residents, and it also says staff has signed off on this. And if staff has already said they didn't look at residency, and the applicant cannot answer the questions, then I don't know what choice we have.
Is there any other choice, Ms. Tina?
I think Paula has something too.
Ms. Kaur.
Let me hear from Ms. Tina first, then I'll go to Mr. Jennings and back to Ms. Kaur.
So in the past, we didn't really check the St. Louis County website for all residents. We never had to do that because when applicants or business owner came to us, we give them the procedure and we explain it to them. So, and I think... in general, people live or doing business at this location for 10 years, 17 years. We just have to assume that they are, well, yeah. I apologize. Yeah, it just, you know, I know the name of all of these business, and I know they're doing business in our city for these numbers of years.
But that's not what the ordinance says. That's not what the ordinance says.
But if they own the properties,
that's not what the ordinance says.
Mr. Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Sadly, regretfully, Mr. Crow is right. I concur. We don't have enough residents on there. All these are fine business owners, but this is a technical thing that you really do need to go back and do. And it looks as though the will of the council is not to pass this with a variance. So we either have to have a special meeting when you get these signatures, or it'll be 2 weeks.
Any other? Ms. Kaur?
Thank you. Just to go on the record and make a note, I am absolutely adamantly against going against an ordinance. And I cannot remember when we have had a variance. Perhaps Mr. Glicker can... supply us with that information, and going forward, then we will be aware of it. But I must concur with my colleagues. We were given notice last Friday, or at least staff was given notice last Friday. The meeting was called on Friday, to the best of my knowledge. So, regretfully, no one's turning it down. I would make a motion that we postpone this until the next meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes. I would also ask that when they do submit the application, just make it a little bit more legible. The names maybe print, so we can make sure who these folks are. Been to your place, had a wonderful meal. Look forward to you guys, you know, continuing to do business. But I think we need to get this in order. It's not a big thing. I'm sure if you asked at the door who's from U City, you'll probably find some people who can probably, you know, testify your great restaurant and so on. Okay.
Mr. Smotherson?
Just so that I'm sure I understand what's happening, and that is we're addressing both applications. Is that correct? Or just the one right now? Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Just for Mad Crab.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor of delaying consideration of this liquor license until the next meeting, which is on August 14th, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. I'm sorry, Mr. Ho. Please come back on the 14th with five residents who have signed this. I would like to say for the record that I think Mr. Crowe's brought this up a number of times about having a review of this process, and I really think we need to get that done, because what we have here, you're asking people to vouch for the character of the applicant, and basically anyone new to U City coming in who do not know U City people, you're going to be asking them to sign this form and vouching for the character of an applicant they may not know. I personally think the second paragraph of this is poorly written. I think it was in the past, when I was first on the council, by a credible resident, a real estate property tax paying citizen of the University City, vouching for the character. I don't think in the past they have always been residents of University City, and I think this has to be clarified. And if it's reviewing the ordinance carefully, Ms. Tina, I think we need to do that. But I think we need to go through the process Mr. Crow has asked for on a number of occasions, because what we'll be doing basically is keeping people who want liquor licenses out of University City if they don't know people in U City who will vouch for their character. And Mr. Glickert, I will say maybe that was the thought in the past, but I think you look at their professional requirements, whether they've had a liquor license before, their sales tax and all of that, and I think that's what we should be doing. But we now move on to item number two, Ms. Tina.
The second item is application for legal license for Taco Buddha. Taco Buddha apply for a legal license for all kind of intoxicating liquor by the drink, retail including Sunday sales. Mr. Kurt Eller is the managing officer, and he has a copy of background check from St. Louis County attached. He has approval from Police Department and Community Development. And we have the copy of personal property tax, and no sales tax due, and all the voter registration attached. So staff recommend to approve the legal license application for Taco Buddha.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. McMahon moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crow? Any questions? I do have a question following up on our previous discussion. Ms. Lynn Easton, who is number five on your application, Ms., could you please tell us where she lives, and no address is noted?
You're on. You're already on.
Could you repeat the name of the fifth one?
It looks like it's Lynn Easton.
Yes. Lynn lives across the across the court from my house in Altadena Court, which I've known her for a year and 4 months. So I guess that kind of goes to the quandary of whether or not how well residences have to know and vouch. But yes, I've known her for a year and 4 months.
Mr. Crow?
No, mine was the same person. Make sure. So she didn't put her address down. That was all. For residency purposes, she didn't put it down on the application, so that's why the mayor was asking that question.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we were trying to be consistent, and on her particular line, she did not put her address. That was all. So she lives on Altadena Court.
Lives on Altadena Court. Her husband, Phil, is the...
Any other questions, Mr. McMahon?
I didn't realize that, so I didn't do my paperwork right.
And I was just following up. I hope you got my phone call, because I tried to give you a heads up about that once this morning. I gave you a call.
Oh,
but that's Phil and Lynn Easton. If you look on the St. Louis property records, that's 416 Altadena Court.
Yes.
And so we can figure out that they've been there since like 2008 just by their property tax record. So if we want to attach that as part of the application, if you don't mind, then we've got address and everything all set up and ready to go.
Mr. Jennings.
Sorry.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of approving this liquor license for Taco Buddha, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much.
We
have no board and commission appointments noted for tonight. Any member of council want to report on a commission to which he or she liaises? We have no task force minutes to discuss, no other business in discussion. We have one request to speak from Ms. Jan Adams.
Jan Adams, 7150 Cambridge Avenue. A few weeks ago, I submitted a status report on some of the litigation pending against University City. I reported that it was my understanding that the action challenging the legality of Mr. McMahon's claim to the office of council member for Ward 1 after April 2017 was dismissed on a procedural issue and that the claim would be refiled. I am here tonight to report that, in fact, the petition for declaratory judgment has been refiled. I am also here to correct an apparent misrepresentation of the laws that govern this case. It is my understanding that some lawyer has informed some members of this council that the votes that Mr. McMahon casts after April 30th, 2017 are valid and would be upheld in a court of law. That is not true. I have also been informed that the city attorney believes that if he can delay any adjudication of this case until after April 2018, that the issue will be moot. That is also not true. Taxpayers have a remedy to right any wrongs whenever this matter is finally adjudicated. So the delays and the attorney's fees for the delays are a waste of taxpayer money. For my legal opinions, I rely on the McQuillan Municipal Corporation Treatise and the Corpus Juris Secundum, as well as the Westlaw publication on local government and case law from the state of Missouri. I am attaching to these comments the relevant excerpts from my research so that you can provide this to any attorney who has a different opinion. I updated my research today and can say that the law I have cited that is attached to this comment has not been overturned. And I'll just read just a few excerpts. The reason for validating the acts of a de facto officer does not exist if the public and third persons are aware of defects in the officer's title and are consequently not deceived. A person who assumes without authority to exercise official powers ordinarily does not become an officer de facto if his authority to exercise such power is promptly challenged, which it has been in this case. The doctrine, referring to the de facto doctrine, does not protect members of the public or third parties who were aware of the defects in the officer's title. So too, the doctrine does not protect the de facto officer who acts for his own benefit. The reason for validating the acts of a de facto officer does not exist if the public and third persons are aware of defects in the officer's title and are consequently not deceived. Expiration of the term does not abate the pending litigation. To be clear, any action taken by this council based on a 4-3 vote in which Mr. McMahon votes with the majority after April 30, 2017, may be overturned by the courts. Furthermore, the courts have ordered the offending officeholder to pay attorney's fees, court fines, and reimbursement to the city for misappropriated funds. Mr. McMahon has suggested that he is in favor of breaching the contract with Gateway Ambulance. That could prove to be very expensive. This council has a sworn duty to be prudent stewards of taxpayer funds, so you should not be funding a flawed legal defense based on some other lawyer's misrepresentations. I submit my comments in the attachment to be attached to the minutes of this meeting.
Thank you. We have no other requests to speak. We now go on to council comments. Any member of council have a comment he or she would like to add? Mr. Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I want to thank council for moving quickly on this issue with the liquor license. I appreciate your efforts. I want to move to the pool real quick. Mr. McMahon may have some inkling of this, but Ms. Tina, over the weekend, the diving area was closed and the slide was closed on Saturday. The reason why it was closed was because shortage of guards. So if you would get back to council and let us know, I understand it historically August. A lot of the young people going off to school, going back to sports, but this is July still. So I'm a little worried that we outsourced Lifeguards Unlimited, but they seem to be limited. So if you could get back with us and see, you know, the weekend is that's a high peak period for our families and that, so I'd really like to see that slide and diving board open. Thank you.
Yes, Councilmember Glickert, I will work with Recreation Department and get the answer for you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, I will adjourn this meeting at 5:26 p.m. Thank you all for coming.